Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.
The Cowboys are my team and it's my dream to see them at the top.
It's a big derby?
It's always the question.
It's a big derby this weekend against the Broncos down in Brisbane. And we have two of the Cowboys joining us right now, Kyle Fowt and Cohen Hess. How you guys going?
Hey,
hey,
well.
Am I right to say neither of you are actually playing this game?
Oh,
or
yeah.
You are, Cohen?
I am.
Someone told me you were injured as well, and I'd never heard about it.
I actually had a severe case of the cramps. That explained what happened last weekend.
All right, so you're good now.
Yeah, I'm good now.
Okay, but Kyle, you're out still.
Yeah.
So you have a bit of a groin injury.
Yeah.
This happened at training,
this
right?
This was the weirdest intro in the history of like our partnership, Gabs. Kyle walks in and you're like, how's the groin?
That's a great way to greet someone.
Yes, it is. Yeah. That's how I greet everybody.
How's your groin? So how is it, mate?
Yeah, it's getting better week by week, but still not playing. So it's a bit of a crap thing to go through, I think. So especially after
right
a long, long preseason, and then coming into the season and getting pushed back another couple of weeks, so it's not very good.
Let's talk derby. We are playing Broncos tonight. It's going to be pretty intense because it's in Brisbane and it's only the second game of the season with a pretty new team. What do you reckon the score's going to be? Where are we at?
We're going straight to the score.
Gone straight to the score.
That's
jumping the gun.
Yeah, one
would call it. Yeah.
No, I like that.
Predictions.
How much are we going to win by?
Well, judging on past games, it'll have to be 1 point. So yeah. I'll go Cowboys 19-18.
Oh, that's tough. What about you, Kyle?
Yeah, I'll say 21-20.
Yeah.
Cowboys.
All right. Yeah. I'm tipping Cowboys by 20 points, everyone.
Oh.
That's a big gap, but, you know, I love it. If it happens, it happens.
I wouldn't say no. Be real good on the for and against on the tally. No pressure. We are on with Kyle Felt and Cohen Hess. It is the away derby tonight. Are you guys taking on the Broncos in Brisbane? But something happened last week, like a week ago, at the first home game of the season. You guys probably wouldn't be too across this because you guys would have been in the sheds getting ready for the game.
Yeah.
But Gabby and I actually went out onto the field and we performed live.
Did you?
I actually seen it. Yes, I was doing some stuff up in the corporates and happened to look out and I seen Gabby and Cliffo out in the field singing the autumn anthem.
I think that's true.
This is it. This is what it sounds
like.
Gabby hitting the high notes there.
That's the bit that Cliffo loves to present because that is me looking my worst. But thoughts? Where do you stand on the autumn anthem? You've only heard a tiny bit of it, but
I was a little bum fuzzled. I was sort of sitting in the sheds before we actually ran out for warm up, and I was a tad confused. So I didn't know really what was happening outside. I was a bit scared to run out onto the field.
Who is strangling the cat? Yeah. I don't understand what's happening.
Lee Kernaghan really sounds like shit these days. What happened?
Well, we do have a bit of a challenge for you boys. Please pass one of these around to Cohen. These are the lyrics to our autumn anthem, and we would please like you to sing the chorus with us.
Which one's the chorus?
Just at the start. Just the start
is the chorus, and it's an ode to Townsville. We had the help of Townsville to write this beauty. So you've got to do it justice.
Sorry.
Don't really have a choice.
Really put
I'm not going to say no. I'll do
it. Great.
All right. So follow our lead. You've got the lyrics.
The best, but,
Here we have Kyle Felt and, well, you just heard us.
That was good.
Kyle Felt and Cohen Hess. Featuring Cliffo and Gabby with the autumn anthem.
All
ready,
right,
boys? Turn those headphones up. Here we go.
Anuba, Adalia, oh, I want to take ya. Blue water, black river, say farewell to summer. Annandale, Aikenvale, autumn on the way now.
We can cut it there.
It sounded a bit like a could have threw a rap in or something.
Gabby gave me this look like, cut it. We're losing listeners. Cut it. So good. The derby is tonight. Our Cowboys taking on the Broncos.
With a performance better than that.
Yeah, with a performance much better than that on the field. Thank God they can play rugby league. Cohen Hess, Kyle Felt, you guys are legends. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Gabs, it's my job on a daily basis to do the school pickup.
That's a weird bell.
School bell ever.
No, I guess that makes sense. That's one of the ones where the kid actually calls it.
Yeah, that's the last time I play a sound effect off the computer without listening to it first.
That sounded like my school bell from when I was in primary school.
Really?
Yeah. We took it in turns to ring it.
Yeah. So my daughter, she goes to Ryan Catholic College, and they don't have that.
They have a buzzer.
Just like an electronic bell. Rings every day at 10 to 3, and because she's in prep, you got to wait at the classroom. You don't wait at the gates or anything. You wait at the classroom. Then you go into the classroom and, you know, make sure she's got all her stuff and all that, because kids are notorious for leaving stuff at school.
Definitely.
Anyway, it was a weird one yesterday because I've gone in and we're just getting all her bits and bobs together in her school bag, and her teacher, who is such a great teacher, she's such a beautiful woman, and she's doing such a good job with my daughter's class, and my daughter in particular. But she calls me aside and she's like, oh, Cliffo, can I have a quick word?
Mm.
I need to pull you aside.
And you're like, oh, God.
And I'm like, that's straight away
where
my brain went.
What's
like, who have you kicked?
What have you stolen?
What have you binged? She goes, oh, I just wanted to let you know something strange happened with Matilda today. And I said, what's that? And she goes, oh, we had to watch a bit of a video in the afternoon. So to make it nice and bright on the screen, I've turned the lights off. And while we were watching it, Matilda, my 5-year-old daughter, fell asleep.
That's normal, isn't it?
In the middle of class. Well, I don't know. Like, maybe falling asleep when she's at home watching one of her little Barbie movies that they put on Netflix. You know, I can understand her falling asleep there, but she was the only student who fell asleep.
I feel like that's a really good sign, though, because, I mean, she's really comfortable at school.
I guess so.
If you were anxious, you wouldn't fall asleep in class, would you?
What I thought was interesting, though, I said, oh, were the kids laying down? She said, no, just Matilda. So this show's gone on, and my daughter's gone, I'm going to get comfortable here. Well, all the other kids are sitting up. She lays down and has a little snooze. And I said, how did they realise she was asleep? And her teacher, Carrie, says, oh, she started snoring.
She's my kindred spirit. That's amazing.
This kid, man. But I thought this morning, 13, 12, 16, are there any parents listening that have had this feeling before where a teacher's had to pull you aside?
Yeah.
And what did the teacher tell you? Like, what did the teacher have to tell you? What was your kid doing? Or not really doing wrong.
Well, maybe. Like, because my girlfriend got pulled aside by the daycare worker. So similar. They're a teacher.
Yeah, they're teachers.
She went to pick up her child and the teacher pulled her aside and went, your kid's a biter. There's always one, isn't there, at daycare?
Yes.
There's always a biter. And my girlfriend's daughter was a biter.
Yeah, and that's every parent's worst nightmare.
Yes.
You don't want to be pulled aside, being told that, you know, you're the parent of the biter.
Can you please talk to your kid and tell her not to bite?
I don't know where it came from. I'm not a biter. My husband's not a biter. I don't know. Layla's here. Layla, when did the teacher have to pull you aside?
Well, they had to pull my mum aside when I was about 3 years old at kindergarten.
Yeah.
They had to tell my mum that I had planned to show her G-string for show and tell that day.
I love that.
Wow.
So you've taken one of her pairs of underwear from home to do a show and tell. Did you know what it was? Like, what were you going to say about it?
I don't think I had any clue what it was.
Yeah.
Look at this awesome headgear
this
that I found.
This is what my mum uses to floss her teeth. Lisa on 13, 12, 16, you're next. Has your kid's teacher had to pull you aside?
Yeah, well, it was my daughter's kindy teacher.
And what happened?
I can't swear on radio, but...
Oh, you know it's bad when you can't say it on the radio, Lisa.
Well, a little boy stole my daughter's Tonka truck, and he said that's for not little girls.
Oh, wow.
So they were having a fighting match with it, and she headbutted him in the nose and told him to F off.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. And she's what, 5?
No, she was like 3.
Yeah.
3 or 4
in kindy.
Oh.
I mean, they pulled me aside and said, your daughter did this. And I'm like, look at her, very naughty. You shouldn't do that.
But really, you're like, yeah, really, be a like, strong girl.
I'm proud of you, independent woman.
Like, but maybe just not that word.
Yeah.
And violence is never
the end. If it hadn't been that word, yeah. Yeah, that's a tough one.
It is a tough one.
13, 12, 16, who's this?
Hey, I might stay anonymous after this story.
All right, anonymous. So why did the teacher pull you aside?
Last year, year, my son goes to quite a well-known Catholic college, and the teacher called me aside to let me know that he had caught my son having a little bit of a conversation with a few kids around dealing cocaine.
What?
What? But he didn't know what it was, right?
No, he didn't. We've been watching a series on Netflix, and he's obviously heard it going past. We're watching Animal Kingdom, and he's heard it and then thought it would be a great conversation. He decided to drop in there that he'd been to LA and all the rest of it. So the story was quite extravagant.
Imagination.
But unfortunately, the teacher, I obviously started to laugh thinking how ridiculous it was. But the teacher wasn't laughing.
No, I bet. I bet she didn't find that funny.
No.
Yeah, well done, you, raising a little Tony Soprano at your house. 13, 12, 16, who's this?
It's Cassandra.
Cassandra, why'd the teacher pull you aside?
So I got pulled aside one afternoon to have a chat about an incident that happened between my daughter and her friend. So I was nervous and everything was running through my mind to find out that they got into an argument over an invisible cat and who was meant to be looking after it in the playground.
Well, at least they're fighting over the important issues.
Yeah, at least they're responsible.
For something that doesn't exist.
Get up with Cliff Owen Gabby.
On Hit 103.1.
Gabby. Gabby.
Earlier in the week, I did reveal that I've been trying to pressure my boyfriend into dancing with me and my Latin ballroom classes, but he is downright refusing. And Cliffo, you thought that was kind of sad that for the last few months I've just been dancing by myself or with the teacher.
Yeah. Can I play back a little of you putting Nev on the spot? Because this was during Dancing with the Stars the other night.
Yeah.
You're trying to hit up Nev to get him to go to ballroom dancing with you, and the guy didn't want a bar of it.
The dancers on Dancing with the Stars look like they are having a ball. Don't you want to wear sparkles and like spin me on the dance floor?
No.
No?
Not really.
Why not?
Because I just don't.
You just don't.
Have you seen the recent series of The Good Place on Netflix where like situations get awkward? There's that character who turns into a pod.
Yes.
Now, if Ned had the ability to turn into a pod there,
he would have done it.
Ned just would have gone...
Yeah, whoop. If he could have asked for the ground to swallow him up whole, he would have been down deep, 6 foot under. But we got through it and we're still together. However, he is not dancing with me. So you were like, all right, cool. I'm going to find you a dance partner. Mm. And you've had a couple of people put their names forward to possibly dance
we're
with me.
Next week, we're going to go out and meet some people. Do some trials, I guess you'd say.
Yeah, and in those trials, you are going to play commentator and judge when it comes to it, because we've got to narrow it down to one partner. So I feel like you need to have a better understanding of dance in order to play that role. So my proposal to you, Cliffo, is that you come to a dance lesson with me on Monday night. We'll do it separate to my class because I don't want you disrupting my class because you're not going to be up to their standard.
Well, that's assuming the worst straight up, isn't it?
But my dance teacher is on board. Jeff from Experience Dance is keen to show you the ropes so that you can have more of an understanding of what you're actually looking for.
So the proposal is... Just let me get this straight. Will I go along with you to dancing?
Yeah.
When are we doing
Monday
it?
Monday night.
Monday night this week. And I'll have a dancing lesson with you, like a one-on-one dancing thing, just so I get a better understanding of the sport and all that for when we actually go and meet potential dance partners.
Exactly. How are you meant to judge and commentate and be a part of this process if you don't even know what you're looking for, if you don't understand the art of ballroom and Latin dancing?
Okay. I take your proposal.
Yes.
And reject it.
No, you don't have a choice, mate.
I'll do
I've already booked it in.
I'll do it.
Woo!
I'll do it. Gabby. Yeah.
Cliffo is going to dance with some Gabby.
Gabby. Do you sing at the lessons?
No, I don't.
Yeah, because that's that's one way to get
me
out.
We've had enough of that.
All right, so that's happening Monday.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll have highlights of that Tuesday.
Yep.
Next week?
Yeah, we're going to do it before we get into any of this finding a partner business next week.
And then after that, we'll start to meet the real potentials and stuff. Mm-hmm. All right. We're trying to find a dance partner for Gabby.
It's not going to be Cliffo.
At Hit 103.1.
But he is going to get involved.
And I've tasted my own medicine this morning, and it is bitter.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
At this time yesterday, we met a guy on the show named Andrew who's been going through a bit at the moment. It's all off the back of this story of a road rage incident, a nasty road rage incident in Townsville where a gun was allegedly produced. It was in a stolen car.
Yeah.
And we've actually got him on the phone again. It's Andrew whose car was stolen, a little light blue Mazda 3. Hello again, Andrew. How you doing, man?
Yeah, good, thanks, mate. How are you?
Good. Now, we spoke to you yesterday and we did talk about how the criminals broke into your house and managed to steal your car and your keys. How are you feeling now a few days after the whole thing about the road rage?
Yeah, pretty good. I mean, it was obviously a bit traumatic what happened, but I mean, I guess that's just footy. We're all right. Dealing with it. We got everything changed, so it's all good.
Great. I was about to ask if you changed the locks and up security a little bit at the house, which you've done, which is awesome. But are you still feeling a bit uneasy in your home?
Yeah, I mean, once it happens, it's always going to be in the back of your mind. You're always double-checking everything's locked and all that sort of stuff. So, yeah, it'll always be more cautious.
What grabbed us about your story yesterday is that, you know, your car was involved in road rage after it was stolen and there was allegedly a gun produced, and it freaked us out, the thought of someone in your house that has a gun.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they well and truly could have been in your house with a gun, and you made a great point yesterday that you're glad you didn't wake up, you know, because God knows what you could have faced, hey?
Yeah, you never know what could have happened if one of us had woken up in front of them. So in that sense, I'm glad that we didn't.
So we heard all this sort of yesterday. And we've partnered up after hearing it. It shook us a little bit.
I just feel really uneasy.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people have been in that situation before. So, mate, we've actually reached out to one of our partners, Ruswin, and they've decided that they want to gift you a security system valued at over $1,000, which is going to secure all entry and exit doors in the house. Now, Ruswin, they've come out, they've said they're genuinely concerned about this type of crime, which is on the rise in Townsville, so they've got this wireless system, about $1,000 worth. Mate, if you're happy to sort of partner with them, they'd love to give you that system and see where we can go from there.
Oh, mate, that'd be sensational.
Just to try to make you feel that little bit safer, we know that, you know, once your space has been violated like that, it's really hard to feel comfortable, but hopefully this will just make it that little bit easier.
Better.
Keep your mind at ease. Exactly.
Yeah, definitely. Give us a bit more peace of mind and hopefully we can sleep a bit easier.
Beautiful. Andrew, mate, it's been a tough couple of days. I know that. Thank you so much for your time, and we'll get the legends at Ruswin. So much generosity from them. We'll get them in contact and hopefully we can sort this system out sooner rather than later.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Thanks to Ruswin and go the Cowboys.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Got home yesterday to an interesting delivery at my front door. The yellow and the white pages.
Strange that you don't get home and it's not another internet purchase.
Oh, no, that wouldn't be a weird delivery.
Here's my latest ASOS.
That's quite normal.
It's most days.
No, this was an uninvited delivery because it's not something that I've requested. It's not something that I want. It's not something that I will use. And I feel like in this day and age where we're trying to save the environment, it is a complete waste of paper and product.
Yeah.
Because I unwrapped it and I put it straight in the bin, in the recycling. Yeah. I was like, I'm never going to use this. This is what I've got an internet phone for, because I'm never going to be looking up a business in the yellow or white
pages. Well, I had the same thing a couple of months ago. It was late last year, Gabs. The local directory, which is the same thing. It's the local yellow pages or whatever. It's just put on your doorstep.
Yeah.
You don't ask for it. You don't request it. It's not sent to you or anything. It's put on the doorstep, ironically, on bin day.
Yeah.
And it had a plastic cover over it. And I ripped the plastic cover off. I put that in the garbage bin. And then I got the directory itself straight in the recycling. Because I had no need for it whatsoever.
Not only is it a waste of paper, but it's a waste of single-use plastic that they wrap it in, isn't it? And it got me to thinking, like, should they not have an opt-in system? Because there's, I think, a minority out there who still want the white and yellow pages. That's kind of where I'm at.
It?
I don't. Well, I think my boyfriend actually did ask for it the other day. He was looking for an auto electrician. He's like, "Do we have yellow pages?" It's called Google.
Yeah, it's your phone. It's in your pocket.
But I'm sure there are some people out there who still want it. I'm sure there's a couple.
Really old people.
Maybe. And so maybe it should be an opt-in system where you actually tick a box to say, yes, please deliver it to me. And then that way they don't overprint this ridiculous product and they don't waste all of these items.
All the resources,
because majority of people aren't going to be using it.
Mate, I reckon 9 out of 10 people are doing what you did. Just
put in a
throw
bin.
It.
And
or
what
they
waste,
look at it and they go, do I have a television I need to prop up?
Can I make Christmas decorations out of
it? Do I need a paperweight for anything right now?
13, 12, 16. Do you think yellow and white pages should still be delivered?
No, yeah, no, no way.
Should they just be an automatic thing that appear on your doorstep?
The thing is, too, now with smartphones and stuff and, you know, Google everywhere and all that, it's actually, it takes a lot more time and effort to look up something in the yellow pages. It's so much quicker and more convenient to Google it. And then the number's right there. You can just hit the number, call, yes,
and then for the white pages, who even has a landline anymore? So majority of people aren't even listed.
13, 12, 16, give us a call. Should the yellow pages still be delivered in 2019 or is it just ancient and just a waste of resources? Layla's here. Layla, when did the teacher have to pull you aside?
Well, they had to pull my mum aside when I was about 3 years old at kindergarten.
Yeah.
They had to tell my mum that I had planned to show her G-string for show and tell that day.
I love that. Wow. So you've taken one of her pairs of underwear from home to do a show and tell. Did you know what it was? Like, what were you going to say about it?
I don't think I had any clue what it was.
Yeah.
Look at this awesome headgear
this
that I found.
This is what my mum uses to floss her teeth. Lisa on 13, 12, 16, you're next. Has your kid's teacher had to pull you aside?
Yeah, well, it was my daughter's kindy teacher.
And what happened?
I can't swear on radio, but...
you know it's bad when you can't say it on the radio, Lisa.
Well, a little boy stole my daughter's Tonka truck, and he said that's for not little girls.
Oh wow.
So they were having a fighting match with it, and she headbutted him in the nose and told him to F off.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. And she's what, 5?
No, she was like 3.
Yeah.
3 or 4
in kindy.
Oh.
I mean, they pulled me aside and said, your daughter did this. And I'm like, look at her, very naughty. You shouldn't do that.
But really, you're like, yeah, really, be a strong girl.
I'm proud of you, independent woman.
But like, maybe just not that word.
Yeah.
And violence
if
is never
the been that word, yeah. Yeah, that's a tough one.
It is a tough one.
13, 12, 16, who's this?
Hey, I might stay anonymous after this story.
All right, anonymous. So why did the teacher pull you aside?
Last year, my son goes to quite a well-known Catholic college, and the teacher pulled me aside to let me know that... he had caught my son having a little bit of a conversation with a few kids around dealing cocaine.
What?
What? But he didn't know what it was, right?
No, he didn't. We've been watching a series on Netflix and he's obviously heard it going past. We're watching Animal Kingdom and he's heard it and then thought it would be a great conversation. He decided to drop in there that he'd been to LA and...
Wow.
All the rest of it. So the story was quite extravagant.
Imagination.
But unfortunately, the teacher, I obviously started to laugh thinking how ridiculous it was. But the teacher wasn't laughing.
No, I bet. I bet she didn't find that funny.
No.
Yeah, well done, you, raising a little Tony Soprano at your house. 13, 12, 16, who's this?
It's Cassandra.
Cassandra, why'd the teacher pull you aside?
So I got pulled aside one afternoon to have a chat about an incident that happened between my daughter and her friend. So I was nervous and everything was running through my mind to find out that they got into an argument over an invisible cat and who was meant to be looking after it in the playground.
Well, at least they're fighting over the important issues.
Yeah, at least they're responsible.
For something that doesn't exist.
Get Up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
We are talking beer this morning because a new beer is being released. It's called the Big Wet Pale Ale. Townsville Brewery is putting this out for, I guess, the flood-affected farmers of town.
That's
and
right.
Talking to head brewer Sam Lloyd right now. How you doing, Sam?
Yeah, good, guys. How are you?
Good. Sam, do you have the best job in the world, drinking and brewing beer for a living?
I think pretty much, yeah.
Because you'd have to taste test all of the different brews to make sure they're perfect.
Yeah, that's definitely part of the job, yeah.
Oh, wow. Are you recruiting?
Right at the moment, mate.
Mate, tell us about this Big Wet Pale Ale. It's amazing. 25% of all money made goes to flood-affected farmers, which is fantastic. Tell us, how did the whole idea about this beer come about?
Mate, we are working with Bintani, which is our supplier for our ingredients, and Mitch Brady, who is our rep, who works in Brisbane, actually used to be the head brewer of the Townsville Brewery.
Oh, wow.
And he's a Townsville boy as well, and he's pretty connected to the town. So, yeah, he called me up and said, let's do this. And, yeah, I said, that's a fantastic idea.
What's it taste like? So what does Big Wet actually taste like?
Can you call it Big Wet Pale Ale? Can you just say, what does Big Wet taste like?
Yeah, it sounds a bit weird, doesn't it?
A little dirty.
But what are the distinct flavours?
We aim to just create a bit of a crowd pleaser. So It's got a bit of malt body, and it's got some nice fruity tones, but it's pretty easy to drink.
No undertone of crocodile?
Not in this one, no.
A hint of floodwater. Look, it looks fantastic. I'm yet to down a beer at the brewery that I haven't loved.
Yeah.
And the good thing is you can get it from today at the brewery, our Heritage, Tap House, Empire, Alternicade, Sandy's on Magnetic Island, and also Hemingway's in Cairns. So it's all over the place. And 25% of that money made goes to the flood-affected farmers, which is so good, Sam.
How long is it going to be available for?
It'll be available until it runs out, but I have a feeling it's not going to be around for long. So we're actually going to do a small bottling run next week, so you can buy cartons over the bar as well.
Oh, wow. That's really cool.
Oh, man, I love what you guys do. Hey, this is the same Sam who fixed the clock tower at the brewery too, isn't it, that got the clock ticking?
Yeah, yes, that's the one.
You're a bloody legend, man.
Yeah, you're all over it.
You're all over
all the important things in town, Sam's there.
The time and beer. Hey, great job, man. Thank you so much for your time, and let's hope you make a mozza for the farmers.
No worries, guys. Thanks so much.
Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.